Well, good morning, my TMC family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we just praise your holy name. Lord, you are our strength and our shield. Our hearts trust in you and you help us, Lord, and we thank you for that promise. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are just rejoicing. We're so glad in it. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you make level paths for our feet, Lord, so that we will not be lame. Oh, and that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed, Lord. And we just love you and we thank you for the wonderful blessings you've given us in the Master's Call, Lord, for our founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, thank you for continually blessing them into overflow, Lord. Thank you for our Artist Life family, for the Diaz de Leon family, for the Kings of Artists, for every single artist, distributor, and customer. Thank you for giving them wisdom and revelation and your blessings, Lord. Thank you for every single listener and speaker on the Master's Call. Thank you, Lord, that you open up our spiritual ears and our hearts to hear and receive what you have for us individually as well as collectively. Lord, we just love you. Thank you for the Bride of Christ here on this earth, Lord, as you have it in heaven. And we just pray and praise you, Lord. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family,
Amen.
It was a Jesus joy to greet you this morning on this Make Level Paths for Your Feet so that the lame not be disabled, but rather healed. Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca, and thank you so much for greeting the people of God this morning along with your assistant, Minister Gracie. It appears we believe in starting them out early, so praise the Lord for her her service to the TMC call as well. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, this is the Master's Call, and we are just so excited about what God has in store for us today. But before we go into the Word, I need to let you know, if you are a first-time caller, a warm seat of welcome always awaits you, and we look forward to having you join us again. We have a scripture verse on which we stand, and that scripture verse can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Along with that mission statement, God always blesses Dr. Vanessa to give us a theme. And so the theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. We have a website and all the bios of the speakers. And if you wanted to go and hear past messages, you can certainly go to our website to hear those. And they have been archived since the inception of this call, which is all the way back to October 2010. So in order to access the website, please go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And you will find a buffet of messages awaiting you there. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host, or as God has given you a word to share, we always say there are no auditions here whatsoever. We are not a secret club. You don't have to. We are not a clicky club. We're not a club at all. We are a ministry. And if God has tugged on your heart in any of those areas, please get in contact with our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And they will be in touch with you. Now, this company, Artist International, which is now known as Artist Life, was founded over 26 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. They are a company that has products as well as products as far as products that you wear and garments, as well as nutritional supplements. To find out more about the opportunity as well as the products, just get with the person who told you about this call, because I can guarantee you an appointment with Zardis will change your life forever. Now, the new morning motivational call is right after this call, and that's led by a team of great leaders to get more information about how to run your artist business successfully. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. I don't think I said that right. 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And today is Testimonial Thursday. What I want to also let you know is we are a place of prayer. And as you know, on Fridays, we stay over on the call just a little bit longer so that we can get your praise reports and hear your prayer requests. But if it's on any other day than Friday or even Friday after we have closed down the call, you can always send your praise reports and your prayer requests to info@themasterscall.net. Please know that we are praying for you daily. Now, if you have a phone that will not allow you to access this call without having to pay, there is a bridge number, and that bridge number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707, and just follow the prompts. Now, there is going to be a regional conference held in Houston, Texas, at the Houston Sheraton Hotel, and that hotel is near Hobby Airport. That conference is July 6th through the 8th, and more information will follow about that. Well, so much about the announcements. It is my pleasure to introduce our speaker for this morning. And you know what? She really doesn't need any introduction. She comes on, and if I say this to you, she'll say, "Good morning." And so we know who that is, right? That is Minister Saclanda Gelino, and we know her as Candy. So it is Minister Candy who joined this ministry in 2010. Her background includes being a retired Illinois teacher, a retired corporate executive, a professional life career coach. However, her most satisfying natural accomplishment has been mother to two adult wonderful children whom I know personally, Jaira and Alexander, who we call Xander. And she is grandmother to Lily and Jensen, whom I call Jensipoo, with Gabriel soon to arrive. Minister Candy worshiped at Living Word Christian Center under the leadership of Dr. Bill Winston for 25 years until she moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2015. She currently attends Mount Zion Church, where Bishop Joseph Walker III is the senior pastor. Minister Candy has a ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. And I know that to be a witness. Hallelujah. She continues to serve as an online faculty member of the Joseph School of Business and Entrepreneurs. But for God raising her above the clouds many times, hallelujah, Minister Candy has been swept away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that hit her life. But God is faithful. I am so delighted, along with all of you, to welcome to bring the message this morning, my BGFF, daughter, Macy's godmother, my friend, my sister, my person who I run with, the person who we would make trips to the popcorn shop together, my sister, none other than Minister Seclanda Candy Gelino. Are you there, my sister?
I am here. Praise the Lord. Girl, you know you ought not to start off like that, getting tears in my eyes before I even
I'm over here with tears in my eyes because I know how God kept you through the storm. Hallelujah.
But it's only someone like
my God,
someone like a DGFF, like in the person of Minister Willa Peterson, who knows when I say that, who knows, and who has walked with me through many, many of those storms. So, good morning, TMC family. I am so thankful, so delighted, so pleased to be able to come before you again this morning. I praise God for each and every opportunity I have to present his word. I would be remiss not to acknowledge our greeter this morning, Minister Rebecca, for your awesome, awesome dedication, you and little Minister Gracie, our host, and again, my BGFS, Minister Willa. I love you and appreciate you so much. And thank you, doctors PK and Vanessa, for your guidance and obedience. And God bless all of you who decided to get up this morning and call in to the Master's call. Heavenly Father, one simple word from you can change the trajectory of this universe. A word from you, Father God, can redirect the course of nature. And one word from you can cause a life to have dimensions beyond our wildest dreams. Thank you, God, Abba Father, for your word today. I pray that it reaches the ears of each listener unhindered, unchecked, and unfiltered with perfect clarity. In Jesus' name, I come against the efforts of any outside force. I bind Satan and his cohorts, and I loose angelic spirits and heavenly hosts to preserve and protect each word and thought that comes with this message today. Lord, I surrender my mind, my lips, and the words that come for me today. Let your anointing flow through me. Let hearts be yielded and minds renewed by the word of the Lord. I seal this prayer with the blood and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. TMC family, God has promised the church a breakthrough of power and revelation knowledge, which will enable us to do the work of God. But the big question is, how do you produce this power? John 8:31-32 carries the key. It is produced through the revelation of truth. And how does the revelation of truth produce power? Let's take it step by step. My topic today is truth is power. The purpose of God revealing his truth to you is that you, as a believer, may experience his power. Truth revealed becomes spiritual knowing or knowledge. When truth is revealed to you, it activates your faith, the kind of faith where you know that you know that you know that you know. This faith then releases God's power into action. The result of this activated faith is knowing God in a personal, intimate way. And when you know God in this deep, active way, you are ready to work his works. For to know him in truth is to know his power. Paul cites the connection between knowing God and knowing his power in Philippians, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse, where he says, "For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection." The revelation of truth is power, because truth reveals God. Paul disclosed this when he prayed that the Ephesians would receive revelation knowledge of God, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge in the knowledge of him. That's in Ephesians 1:17. Knowing God in truth results not only in power, but in eternal life itself. As Jesus tells us in John 17:3, yes, the resurrection power of eternal life is based on each of us knowing the only true God. But you cannot know him until he is revealed to you in truth by the Holy Spirit. Only then can you release his power in increased faith. As you prepare yourself for the job ahead, don't limit God's ability to work in you so that you will be consecrated and profitable to the Master, fit and ready for any good work. God is able to do all that he says he can do in you exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it is only according to the power that works in us, the power that raised Christ from the dead, Ephesians 3:20. You have the same Spirit, the same power in you that raised Christ from the dead. Paul goes on to tell us in Ephesians 1:19 through 20 what this power is that's promised by God, what it's like. And he says this: "The power is like the working of his mighty strength, which is exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. God has promised you strength and overcoming power for a purpose. Become aware of how the Spirit is moving in your life and become involved. Take steps of faith as you lay hands on the sick and witness. Stir up the gifts that are within you," 2 Timothy 1:6, "and the entire world will know that Christ is alive, that he is the Son of God, that he came here to this world for a purpose." We must ask ourselves, as disciples of Jesus Christ, is our God assigned task in this world today? We must know the truth of that task and then walk in the power of that truth in order to be effective soldiers in God's army in these troubling times. We may ask if it's enough to be filled with God's Spirit and to have the prayer language of the Holy Ghost, to be drunk with the blessing and the glory of his life and power flowing within us, to praise God daily in an unknown tongue. The Bible is clear, however. It does not pull any punches. It says openly and honestly exactly why Jesus was sent here to earth. And since he is our example, then we too have the same high call. I'm talking about the power of prayer. Truth is power. I'm sorry. that was going to be my topic, and then I changed it. So revelation knowledge is truth. Truth is revealed through God. Knowing God in truth, that is not only power, but it is eternal life itself. And Jesus tells us in John 17:3, yes, the resurrection power of eternal life is based on each of us knowing the only true God. But you cannot know him until he has revealed to you the truth by the Holy Spirit. And only then can you release his power in increased faith. As you prepare yourself for the jobs ahead, and I said that already, I lost my place, sorry about that, you all. You have the same power as Christ did. And Paul goes on to tell us in Ephesians 1:19-21 what this power is, and it's promised. That power is like working, is the working of his mighty strength, which is exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. God has promised you strength and overcoming power for a purpose. Become aware of how the Spirit is moving in your life and become involved. Take steps of faith as you lay hands on the sick and witness. Stir up the gifts that are within you, 2 Timothy 1:6, and the entire world will know that Christ is alive and that he is the Son of God, that he came here to this world for a purpose. We must ask ourselves, what, as disciples of Jesus Christ, is our God assigned task in this world today? We must know the truth of that task and then walk in the power of that truth in order to be effective soldiers in God's army in these troubling times. We may ask if it's enough to be filled with God's Spirit and on with the daily speaking in unknown tongues. The Bible is very clear. However, it does not pull any punches. It says openly and honestly exactly why Jesus was sent to earth. And since he is our example, then we too have the same high calling. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He came here for the purpose of destroying the works of the devil, to open the eyes of the blind, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the leper, to seek and to save that which was lost. It's not enough to have this revelation knowledge of our power and authority and calling as disciples of Jesus Christ. Knowing the truth of the gospel, knowing the power of God's love working through signs and wonders, knowing that we are to seek and to save that which was lost is not enough. We must take this truth, this revelation knowledge that is imparted through his word, and tap into this power by putting it into action in our lives. Again, we're talking about truth is power. Right now, as you listen to this word, billions of people are lost because they've never heard the name of Jesus Christ. This world is in torment. It is struggling in pain and sorrow and sickness without the truth that can set captives free. If the Church of Jesus Christ had stayed true to its task, we would have a different world today. It is not too late to make an impact. Step out today in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yield it to the full and complete will of God for your life. Walking in his revelation knowledge, which is the truth that produces power. I recall a prophecy many years ago, many, many years ago, that there would be a shaking up of the church, that God was going to reveal some things in the church that was not pleasing to him. And a few years back, you all will probably remember, after that prophecy, several large famous ministries were exposed with immoral conduct and things like that. God is a God of purpose, plan, design, and objectivity, and he will let nothing get past. According to his end time plan, he has promised, yet once more, he is going to shake the earth. This expression, yet once more, is referring to final removal. This is telling us when this shaking is going to come. It is coming during God's end time harvest. The maturity of the times and the climax of the ages, when he is going to bring all things together and consummate them in Christ. Ephesians 1:10. Look at the condition of this world today, saints. Look at the condition of this country today. Unlike any other time, we are more vulnerable than we have ever been. Unlike any other time, our world relationships are weaker than they have ever been. There are many things that are happening in our country
Candy, are you there? It looks like we may have lost her. Hold on, folks. Good morning, everyone. Truth is power. Powerful words. Hopefully she'll be calling right back in, and we'll have, while we're waiting on her to come on back in, we'll have Minister Brenda, if you can lead us.
Good morning. I don't know what happened, but praise the Lord. The devil is a liar. Praise you. Praise God.
I am back.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. don't know what happened, but I was talking, and then I got a strange sound, so I apologize. I think I was saying there are Christians today that are going around singing and shouting, Jesus is coming, but are not practicing what they preach. They believe the saying, he is coming, but are so involved in the cares of this life that they have no time to witness or pray for the lost. They have no time to spend in fasting and prayer. They have not committed and dedicated themselves, their time, energy, and finances to win the lost. Their hearts are still attached to the world. God is not going to tolerate this kind of spirituality. These Christians, these televangelists, and so-called Christians, politicians, are going to be shaken. There's only one thing that is going to help you stand while everything around you is being shaken, and that is the infallible, impregnable Word of God. The word infallible means no margin for error, incapable to mislead or deceive. There is no doctrine or theology of man that is infallible.
Amen.
Very few theories stand the test of time. We are constantly in a state of learning and change. Now listen carefully. You and I cannot afford the spiritual luxury of change. We must know that we know. And in order to have this position of strength, we must have our faith fixed to that which is infallible. Don't put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in man, in man-made doctrines. Don't put your trust in denominations. They are subject to change. They are subject to error. They are able to mislead or deceive you. Keep your faith and trust in the infallible word of God. Not only is God's word incapable of deceiving or misleading, it is impregnable, which means that it is incapable of being shaken by assault. It cannot be captured. It cannot be bound. God and his word are inseparable. Truth is power. Sorry, I went over. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister Candy, for that very on-time word. praise God. We just thank you so much for sharing the word of God with us this morning. Truth is power, and I will call you back shortly for our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Father, we thank you so much for the word that you brought forth this morning. We thank you, oh God, that your word is true, and you said, let your word be true and every man a liar. We thank you for the power that you have, oh God, that you've kept Minister Candy and Lord and her entire family. Now I ask, oh God, that you bless her indeed, and whatever her hands touch, let her prosper therein, keep her in all her ways. We lift up all of our family members who have experienced bereavement in the name of Jesus. We ask for comfort. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, you touch each and every body. And Father, if there is any financial needs, Lord, we know that you are our great supplier. We give you praise. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us on this call this morning. We give you praise and call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this rich word. And in order to hear the message, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-pound. And remember, the New Morning Motivational Call is held immediately following this call at 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294-617-pound. We want to thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting the people of God this morning, along with Minister Gracie. And thank you, my TMC family, for joining us. Thank you, my BGFF, whom I love dearly, for that on-time word this morning, and I would now call you back for the benediction. But before I do that, as I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. Pat, Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Thank you, my BGFF, for all that you do. I love you. Father God, I thank you for your word, which is truth, which is power. Lord, I pray that we see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Have a blessed day, TMC family. God bless you. I love you.